put me in Swahili, with my face and my belly to worship the king. And then he showed me how the church would be taken up. So this is why there is need to prepare, because there's an event that will have an eternal consequence in the life of everybody that is alive today and everyone that has died before. But today I come to you, blessed people, in your churches all over this land of Kenya and all over the nations, all the way from Nigeria to Ivory Coast, Ghana, all the way to Mozambique, Luanda, South Korea, China, Uganda, every nation, Australia, New Zealand, USA, Canada, I come to you on this day in the mighty name of Jesus to bless you, to bless you in the mighty name of Jesus, that as I bless you today, the healing authority, the healing anointing of the Lord that he has bestowed upon me may come to you and meet you at your points of need, that many, many cripples may get up out of this tremendous blessing from the Lord. Get up, their legs strengthened, and that they may learn to balance, their nerves restored, their muscle fibers restored and coordinated by peripheral nerves, and they learn to balance their brains, coordinate their balance and movement. One leg forward, one leg forward. Another leg forward, one leg forward. While balancing and walking and falling and getting up and balancing and walking and falling until they stabilize. I have come to you to decree the mighty healing anointing of the Lord into your lives, that many cripples may get up and walk away, and many blind eyes may open and see light for the first time and shout and say, "Oh, I have seen light." Many deaf ears may hear sound for the first time and be sensitive and cover them. Many broken bones, lame legs be stretched and strengthened. Broken bones be restored. I come to you that all blood conditions, leukemia, diabetes, hypertension, cancers, AML, whatever the blood condition under the sun, may be healed today, even those tuned in hospitals. The reason the Lord brings us to you today, this morning, to bless you in the mighty name of Jesus, is that all conditions, psychosis, mental illness, whatever the case of psychiatry and psychological disorders, may be fully healed today, and that they may be set free and masked today in the mighty name of Jesus. I am coming to you today that the internal organs that have disturbed you, the stomachs that have problems, cannot keep food. When you eat, you have to throw it away or feel pain. The lungs, the livers, the enlarged hearts, the spleens, whatever the condition under the sun, that the Lord may heal you by the power of the blood of Jesus. That Christ Jesus went to the Calvary cross to set men and women, sons of Adam, sons and daughters of Adam, free from disease and sin, from disability and sin. I come to you to bless you today, blessed people, all across this land, in all your altars, where you are all gathered today, assembled today, in the mighty name of Jesus, pursuing the Lord, seeking the Lord, seeking his righteousness, seeking his holiness, seeking his kingdom, seeking his restoration, that the Lord may heal you all across the whole world, tuned in today. Whatever the country, whether Caribbean, Latin America, Chile, Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, Dominican Republic, Haiti, the USA, Canada, Greenland, Iceland, Finland, Britain, Sweden, Netherlands, everywhere in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree the healing authority of the Lord, the healing anointing of the Lord, to come out of my left prophetic hand and touch crippled legs, that crippled legs may be strengthened and get up and walk away. that blind eyes may pop open and see light, optic nerves, whatever the conditions of impairment, that the power of the blood of Jesus may restore you and make you completely whole. That the Lord may do a miracle of creation today. We are on our journey, on the road to Menengai 5, where many, many, many cripples, hundreds again, will get up and walk for free without pay in the mighty, most glorious name of Jesus. The eternal name of Jesus, our Lord and blessed Savior. The reason I come to you, blessed people, blessed saints, is that on this day, the Lord may remember you on a condition you've waited so long for your child, for yourself, for your loved one. Probably so crippled that the doctors have said, forget it, we'll never walk. But I'm here to tell you that I'm decreeing the overruling authority of the blood of Jesus to nullify every single consignment that the world and the medical systems have laid on you. That the Lord may now renew you strictly based on his authority and power of creation. The power of the anointing of the blood of Jesus. I am commanding all the cripples to get up globally, even as I lift up my left prophetic hand and walk away and celebrate Jesus, that the blind eyes may see, the deaf may hear, mute speak, paralytics walk, lame legs stretched and walk down, throw their crutches down, heart conditions nullified. That the people of God may live these last days on the earth, serving the Lord in tremendous, unspeakable joy. I bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus. I have seen the coming of the Messiah. The King is coming. These are busy days when we should be busy refining ourselves and also reaching out to those that do not know Christ. I have decreed that the blood of Jesus cover the whole earth. The whole earth. The potency, the efficacy, the power, and the authority of the blood of Jesus, the healing anointing embodied in the blood of Jesus, I've unleashed it on you in the mighty name of Jesus, the wonder-working blood of Jesus, the power of the Messiah, the power of the Lord. Just yesterday, the Lord brought me before his throne, and I stood before the counsel of the Lord Jehovah Yahweh himself. My friend, yesterday I stood before the counsel of the Lord. So the Lord gave me this tremendous leap of glory. And so I decree today the healing power of the Lord to sweep across this nation and many nations tuned in and heal their people, raise the cripples that they may walk away in the mighty name of Jesus. And I see a girl, she's totally crippled as she sits down, legs are all on one side. And then she's using the hand on the leg, the side that the legs are not, to be able to thrust herself. She gets up and walks away. She looks more like about 5'7", this kind of age. Probably more. And I see a boy also get up, they're holding him, gets up and walks away. Then I see another young man is wearing, they dressed him well, he's wearing a blue jacket. And I think a grayish kind of trouser. They have shaved his head, box punks, the parents. Totally crippled, they are holding him, and he gets up and walks away out of this decree. I've seen more healing. I've seen a daughter, one of the a little girl, they have tied the hair like this on the head into hips with the upper side left open for combing. And she's wearing a track suit, which has a hat, but she's not using the hat, so it's falling on the back. And that tracksuit is about purplish pink. She gets up and walks away also. So let the crippled get up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the crippled life listen to the words of my tongue right now. I have stood before the counsel of the Lord Jehovah Elohim. Jehovah Yahweh, Jehovah Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts. And I decree by the power of the blood of Jesus that let the cripples now get up and walk away. All over the nation, all over the nations, all over Africa, all over Europe, Asia, Latin America, Central America, North America, Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, the ends of the earth, China, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, Malaysia. Even in North Korea, I have decreed the power of the blood of Jesus to sweep across the churches where you are tuned in globally, and those that have finished their services and maybe at home in the other time zone, that the blood of Jesus may touch you, that you may bear testimony in this critical hour when we must now evangelize this champion, Jesus, the champion of champions, the one and only that can be able to raise cripples, open blind eyes, deaf ears, and lose a mute tongue. I have stood before the council of God the Father, and today I decree that now let the healing power of the Lord sweep through your churches and raise cripples, open blind eyes, open deaf ears, and heal every condition under the sun. The Messiah is coming. Always endeavor to be holy and righteous. The kingdom of God is near. I have seen the coming of the Messiah. So receive your healing now in the mighty name of Jesus. So it shall be according to the words of my tongue. Amen and amen. Todaraba.